and welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. The NHL draft is coming up for the Anaheim Ducks, and who better to chat with about the Ducks draft than the assistant general manager and director of amateur scouting, Martin Madden. Martin, good to see you. How excited are you feeling?
It's always an exciting time for the amateur staff. We've gone through our usual spring preparation, and we're ready to go.
And this year's draft does look different for the Ducks, the team having six picks between the rounds 2 and 7. This is the first time since 2017 at this moment that the Ducks don't have a first round pick. Does that change the approach into this year's draft?
I think it does a little bit. I mean, the nature of every draft is different by the type of players you have in different where we predict they will go. So you try to navigate around that, you know, every year. But as you mentioned, we've been pretty busy in the first round and early second rounds for the last 10 years. So this is different for sure.
And when you look at just, I mean, the organization's success this year on the ice, obviously that drops the pick down in the draft in that order there. So what are some things, I guess, that maybe changed with your preparation as a staff going into the draft?
Well, as you know, the season was up and down and up. So it was a... I think it was a singular year. I don't think I've ever experienced having to chase intently such a broad group of players. Mm. You know, during our January meetings, one day we were making the playoffs and picking around 17, 18, 19. The other day we were in the top five. So you can't be focusing at that point. We couldn't be focusing on any particular players in the first round. So our approach was, let's take a staff wide lens to this. Let's do our usual work and let's let the season play out and see where we land. And, you know, as the trade deadline approached, it was clear that Pat was looking to improve the team and that we might be using our first round pick to do that. And but even then there was a condition on that trade with that pick. So it was possible that we would have been picking in the middle of the first round this year. So it kept us on our toes, let's just say.
Always interesting on that end.
Exactly.
You talked about just having to widen your search. How much do you really rely on, you know, your regional scouts in times like that to go and, you know, maybe find that exciting prospect that maybe others aren't looking at as much?
Yeah, I mean, it is a team exercise. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. You can't be everywhere. Video helps for sure, but you need boots on the ground, people that know the players in and out, that know their environments and can give you insights on what they're going through on a daily basis. So every year, I mean, this year more than ever, but every year the team, it's a team concept. Mm-hmm. You need to work together to get this done.
And this is the second year that the draft is decentralized. Is there anything that you learned last year that you're going to be taking into this year in terms of maybe your preparation?
Hopefully the first round's not quite as long. It's what we're hoping for. No, I don't think it changes much. The area where it helps, like, I'm not going to lie, as a staff, we'd like to be on the drafting floor of an arena and have that that intensity of the fans being there. But on the other hand, it is nice to be able to move around, communicate whenever we want with whoever we want around the table very easily, and don't have to whisper because two teams or three teams are around you trying to listen to what you're saying. So in that respect, it does allow for a more fluid conversation happening around the table as we watch others get drafted and we prepare for our own picks.
When you look at the draft class this year, what are some of the strong qualities that stand out about this group?
Well, for sure, the top of the draft is defenseman heavy. It's a really good group of defensemen in the top 20, 25 of this year. Probably as good, if not better, than 2012 class, with many of those defensemen still playing prominent roles in the league. So it defines this draft class, I would say.
And as you guys get closer, you know, to this weekend, is there anything that you're, you know, looking to shore up, I guess, before then, or anything in particular? I mean, you mentioned to me before this, you know, heading down to Florida and all that.
Yeah. Our process, I try to keep our process the same, and we want to have everybody engaged all the way to the draft. So yes, the season was done a long time ago, but just 2 weeks ago, we were in Buffalo having our May meetings and looking at the combine, interviewing prospects. We've gone and reviewed our list, and I've had individual talks with each of our staff members the last few days. On the weekend, a number of Russians are down in Florida at the Gold Star camp. So we'll be there watching, for me, live for the first time, many of those guys, some talented players there as well. But I think that's the intent here. The goal is to keep everybody's mind sharp and making sure that anything that might happen, that it might have happened to these kids since the end of the season, we know about. How well have they trained, any injuries, where are they headed, you know, with NCAA opening up to CHL players, where players are going to be playing next year. It's very fluid. You know, one day they're going one direction, the other they're staying where they're at. So it does play a role as we map out what we think their development path looks like and what we think is best for a particular player. So that's what we're trying to stay on top of in the next week.
I'm glad you mentioned that about the NCAA. That change, has that changed anything for you guys?
Well, this year for sure, there were a number of first year draft eligible players who decided to play in the NCAA this year. Moving forward, I think where it impacts us most is the development path moving forward. We draft a player wherever he is. If he's already in college or he's still playing junior, the NCAA teams are being very, very aggressive recruiting these junior kids. So it's nice to take a step up, but you want to make sure that the player is in the right situation for him, and he's getting enough ice time. He's getting enough opportunities on special teams to keep developing. So we try to get that communication channels open with all these teams so that we know what the situation is moving forward.
It really is so interesting to see how that landscape has changed. And, you know, of course, the impact of NIL and all of that with players these days choosing to go play college hockey. But you also mentioned the combine. What was the combine like this year? Was it any different or just kind of business as usual?
It is business as usual. We use it as a good time to meet and do our list. Basically, we finish our meetings, our overall meetings every year in Buffalo. We like that we have the chance to get to talk to the players as we're discussing them in the same day. So it's a good dynamic. You know, some things are said, you can question the player, you get an impression of his personality. And then we have our science strength and conditioning staff there, giving us some insights on the testing as well. So that's always useful.
And Martin, I know that you've previously mentioned how it's important for your staff to get out early to see some of these players before they could, you know, potentially get an injury. Do you feel like you were able to adequately do that this year?
Yes, not in terms of injuries. It was a light year. Not too many guys missed a lot of time. Off the top of my head, there might have been two important guys that got injured significantly early in the season and didn't come back to play. We had enough viewings. They played in leagues where we are able to fill in the blanks with video. So on that side of things, it was good this year.
Always a good thing when there's a light list of injuries, of course.
Absolutely.
Also wanted to mention, you know, in talking about the changing landscape with junior hockey, college hockey, all of that. The potential expansion of the USHL to the West Coast, is that exciting in your mind for your group?
Well, it's interesting. Not too many details have emerged,
right?
So I don't know exactly how that will work. Are they looking to keep it all tier one, same level USHL all the way through the US? Are they looking to incorporate some of the North American Hockey League teams, maybe and play at that level? We need more details, but obviously it is exciting for California players who will have an opportunity to stay close to home and play meaningful hockey at a good level in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And then Martin, in talking about obviously the recent draft class, when you look back at last year, you know, were you happy with some of the progress that they made, some of those players made over the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, some stayed in juniors or Europe, got to play some pro hockey, got to move up and play the collegiate level. Thinking of Eric in this case, which is, you know, a meaningful step as an 18-year-old. So it's a process. You know, you're the young players, there's a 17-year-old, they're still growing, they're still getting stronger. But as a whole, we were happy with where most of our guys ended up playing, the progress that they made, and our ability to communicate and keep helping them along the way. I mean, Jim could talk more about that,
right?
But I think it was a good season in that respect.
One of the prospects I did want to mention, though, Maxime Massey getting those honors for the CHL, seeing his growth. I mean, what's been your impression of the way he's been able to develop?
Max is a really smart player. He's naturally gifted. He's got really good hands and a great release on his shot. And he's got size. But he needed to get stronger, and he needed to get faster. And it's interesting, that he is the first player in, I think, CHL history to be rookie of the year of the whole, the three leagues, and then MVP 2 years later. He worked hard last summer. He worked hard the summer before. You can see a meaningful, progress with his skating, with his power. He's decided to take a step towards the NCAA. So he's going to play, I think, at Amherst last year. I think it's a good step for him before playing pro. He's a smart kid. He knows it's going to take some time to be an NHL level athlete, but he's got the mind and the tools to make it in the future.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great to see those honors for him and to follow his journey so far. That's the special part, is just seeing the moment that they're drafted to now. I mean, you even think of a guy, Beckett Seneca, this year playing every game this season. Yep. Would you have imagined that when your team selected him?
Well, to be honest, as a 19-year-old to play every game, no, because we thought, okay, the unbelievable talent. He still has physically, he needs to get stronger, but that happened so quickly for him. And it was great to see him from rookie camp to the end of regular camp, the growth that happened even just in that month period where he figured out, okay, I'm confident enough. I know I can play with these guys. I can play the same game I played last year. I just need to take charge and get on with it. So he had a great season. It was nice to see everybody on the staff was really excited about his season for sure.
Well, as we wrap up this interview, Martin, I mean, is there anything that maybe Ducks fans can be excited about, be on the lookout for this year's draft?
I think we want to be aggressive with our picks, and we won't be sitting around and with pick 50 and the picks that you see we have right now. And we'll be looking to move to select players that we're passionate about. I think that's the goal.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Martin, for joining us. As always, we look forward to the draft next week, and good luck in your preparation leading up to it.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.